Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not just a disappointing night, 9 years of disappointment, 7 straight playoff loss disappointments. 412-928-9370. I'll just throw the phone number out there. Let's see if anybody wants to weigh in here. Do people get the song choice?
People, if they've seen the cult classic Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Where I think by the end of that movie, isn't Bill Murray going like absolutely ham bones on that clock, just smashing it and destroying it because he's so sick of hearing it?
Bill Murray, actually funny. This streak of Steelers football, clearly not funny. Although I did like that Cher lyric. I didn't hear it the first time I listened back to that. She said, when I'm sad, you're the clown. There's
really?
A clown here, all right. Yeah.
Well, there's a couple clowns here.
Here's what I want to say to start, and we'll open it up to calls almost right away. The thing that I'm struck by is the NFL is defined by its unpredictability. It's what makes the league, I think, such a compelling entertainment product. Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and Joe Burrow didn't make the playoffs. How many times have you heard that over the last couple of weeks? Seattle was the number one seed in the NFC. The Bears went worst to first. The Patriots, my wife has not watched a ton of football. She came downstairs last night during the game when the Steelers were still kind of in it and said, wait, the Patriots are really good again? The league is supposed to evolve and change. It's built that way. One thing you can set your watch by, it's almost become like the Browns being horrible every year or the Raiders being what they are. You can bet your bottom dollar that in early to mid-January, we are going to have the conversation that is about to take place here on our show over the next 4 hours every year. Every year. And it's crazy, like the trite thing that everyone said about the Steelers, most fans said at the beginning of the year was, yeah, they'll find a way somehow to win 9 or 10 games, get into the playoffs, and then get blown out in the playoffs again. And it actually happened again. And it was the only difference was they made you wait for a little bit longer. They hung around. They didn't do really anything to deserve to be in the game. But at least the score said they were still in it.
It was actually a little
45
different.
45 minutes.
There was something novel about the ass kicking they took last night. All these other losses, the recent ones where we've talked about them, have primarily been great offenses just torching an overpaid and underperforming defense.
Yeah.
This time, the boogeyman was the Texans defense, which I'm going to apologize to everybody yesterday. I compared them and said they're the modern-day version of the 2008 Steelers. They got three more wins to do it to get there. They might be better.
They're off to a hell of a start.
They were violent. They were fast. You could almost sense that they might have been laughing when the Steelers tried those little dump passes to Kenneth Gainwell.
They outscored the Steelers' offense 14-6. They more than doubled up the Steelers' offense. What? What do we got here, Donnie?
We got a Schefter.
Okay.
A Schefter bomb?
Fellas, we got a bombshell.
What?
After a historic 19-season run, Mike Tomlin just informed his team he is stepping down.
Oh, my God, dude. Holy crap.
Wow. Holy cow.
I thought you were kidding.
Well, let me just say something and then write to calls on this. Actually, hold on a second. Who cares about any of that? Yes! I'm actually excited. I am pumped for this. This actually changes. 2 minutes in, scrap everything. I'm reborn right now. I'm a new man. I actually feel like $1 million.
Yeah, I do have to scrap some of what I have written down here because it was a lot of they're just going to continue to wallow in mediocrity. They're going to continue to say it was one game. And I'm sure, how is Schefter couching it? He has informed the team. Well, that was always how it was going to be. Has informed his team. So the players. It was always going to be on Mike's terms.
Wow.
I have to say the same thing. I just thought that they would find their usual set of excuses to justify a hideous playoff loss, that they would say, we won a division, we won 10 games, look at what we still did. We sent Aaron Rodgers probably into retirement. On a more positive note, he got to play a nationally televised playoff game, and then they were going to run it back the same way that they always do. I'll say this, because it literally is this. It's actually, the sun is shining outside. I'll say this. It is the dawning of a new day for the Pittsburgh Steelers right now. It just happened, 2:05 p.m. Donnie Chedrick, known to you as Donnie Football, got to be Steelers Walter Cronkite and deliver the news. How does it feel? You just gave the biggest breaking news update in the history of this radio station.
Yeah.
That is not an exaggeration.
And thank you for not being late on that and having us talk about things that no longer matter.
Can you imagine? We were like, all right, we've got to get into this thing. What did Danielle Hunter... So hold on. One thing, 10 seconds or whatever before... We have like a bunch of school children watching us, which is funny right now. What was your big story that you were going to tease?
So the thing I was going to bring up, and I was waiting for some confirmation on it, was I had heard that inside the Tomlin camp, there was an interaction that somebody heard last night that made this person feel like it wasn't...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Because obviously the conversation today was going to be all of Art doesn't have balls. You know, Mike has come off as a guy that has sounded like he still has the desire to coach and the zeal for coaching and the love of coaching and all those things. But somebody heard a conversation last night that they shouldn't have heard involving some pretty close people to Mike that made them feel like something different might go down.
Man, you've got moles everywhere. You got more moles than the CIA.
Yeah. And I've been trying to, and I alluded to it on Twitter, I was trying to find a way to put, to have that conversation happen, and I wasn't sure how I was going to do it.
Donnie, this is like reverse of boy who, this is Boy Who Cried Wolf. We both thought he was just full of crap and was going to say something funny on the air.
Look, this had to happen. I'm thrilled that it happened. I'm relieved that it happened. I'm happy for all of us as Steelers fans that we don't have to carry this weight around with us anymore. And I know that that's going to come across as super disrespectful to Mike. And his 18 years here, overall, at some point, we'll probably have a conversation about what his career meant and everything else. He won a Super Bowl. He went to another. That was good. But this same result kept happening over and over and over again. And most every fan I talk to is sick of it. And the whole point of the show was about to be how everything changes except the coach and the way the season ends. They go one and done. Mike Tomlin stays. The quarterback changes. An assistant changes. He stays. He gives us some speech about how the defense will do historic things, or a quarterback convinces fans that he's going to do things differently, or he's not going to be what the last guy was. And in the end, it's the same thing. They get blown out in the playoffs. They're one and done. Well, now we get to actually try something new. And we actually get to see if this hypothetical that has existed for Steelers fans for years. Well, Mike Tomlin's going to get hired in 5 seconds. There's going to be 20 teams that want to hire him. He's going to do better. Like, wait and see. He might be Andy Reid.
Rap Sheet already put it out there. He is now a hot free agent. Is he? We'll see. We'll see.
Well, I don't want to get involved too much into, like the inner workings of this and, the minutia of it. But he's not really a free agent. Just because he steps away doesn't mean that his contract gets ripped up. You know what I mean? He doesn't say, like, if all it took was to say, I'm done, and your contract became null and void, then people would do that all the time to get out of bad situations. The Steelers, I would think, he's got another year on his contract. He can't just become the Ravens coach.
Go to
the
TV
Ravens,
for
the,
a year?
The Ravens, but even if he did that.
The contract's, like, he's got to find something to
Sean
do.
Sean Payton went to TV for a year, and then the Broncos still needed to compensate the Saints.
To get him.
When they went to hire him, yes. So, unless the Steelers do him a solid and just rip up his contract, he can't just go anywhere he wants.
You think they would?
I wouldn't. Like, I would think, unless we find out more about this, that the Steelers still like him as a head coach, wouldn't you think? That this was Tomlin's decision and not theirs?
Knowing what we know about Art, Art would have had to fire him under pain of death.
So this is Tomlin's decision then?
Yeah, definitely.
Then I don't think Art wants Mike to just walk out the door and go coach the Ravens,
Ravens
or Browns.
The Ravens could hire him, yeah, sure.
Or maybe the Raiders even. I mean, AFC team.
I would just say, for the record, the guy won a Super Bowl here and got to another. By any measure, a coaching tenure that has those two things on it, I would say, is a successful one. You won 61% of your games, but I'm not really concerned with the big picture on Mike right now and the retrospective look at his career. The situation, at least from my vantage point, being in this fishbowl in this studio that we're in 5 days a week together, where we are talking about this team and by extension this coach, I would say 80 to 90% of the time because he's the biggest story in Pittsburgh, and they are too, in sports. And really in Pittsburgh news too. They're an A-blocked item. It felt like being in a pressure cooker, talking about him and them and their inaction and his lack of results. The lid was on. And I kept feeling like it was just going to build and build and build and build. And there would never be a breaking of the fever, a release of the pressure. The owner was going to keep doing it his way, kind of a thumb to the eye of the fans. The idea that the head coach would actually do what everyone in the know said would be required for him to not be the head coach, which is to say, I'm done. I cry uncle here.
Yep.
I didn't think he would do that because I thought he had too much pride. I frankly thought he wanted to make sure he coached a 20th season here.
So he's not going to pass Knoll now.
Lame duck or not, and pass Chuck Knoll. And he decided to do neither one of those things.
I do think that the fans got to him. That's just my personal opinion.
Well, then you should take a victory lap.
I think that the fire Tomlin chance, I think they served their purpose in the end.
You really? So then Adrian's going to be on the line here saying he got Mike Tomlin fired, or he got Mike Tomlin to step down.
I do think that part of this is it just doesn't seem that tenable anymore. You know, it just, he lives here. He's part of the community. He gets that he's kind of a pariah in persona non grata right now. And yeah, okay, you're a victim of the Steelers' success as a franchise and your own success early in the year. But you're the early in your career. But you're the guy that says the standard is the standard. And I'm sorry, like for any organization, I don't just mean the Steelers. I mean the Cardinals and the Browns and the Jets, the Raiders even. No one would accept 9 straight years without a playoff win. Nobody gets that. There's only 2 coaches in NFL history besides Tomlin that were in one spot that long consecutively without winning a playoff game. Marvin Lewis and Jim Mora in New Orleans. That's it. And he tied Lewis last night for 7 straight playoff losses. So it's just there's so much from this to unpack.
It's the biggest event in Pittsburgh sports since they won a Super Bowl.
I just feel like I'm kind of in a dream
It's bigger. I'm trying to give the Penguins. I don't need Penguins people coming out of the woodwork today to tell me I'm nullifying multiple titles.
I want to pinch myself or like have Donnie come in here and pour a bucket of water over my head and wake me up because I just don't believe.
Donnie, I think he's got to take a victory lap here. I think he's largely responsible. He says the fans got to Mike Tomlin. Well, who's been a bigger detractor of Mike's for a longer time than Pony?
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card. They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.